what I did was similar to what John did in the sense of taking and, you know, learning the correct answers to fit the proper question. But I didn't use a book. I used online system, ham radio prep. I studied for 2 months straight. God knows how many practice tests I took. I've lost track, and it's only been about 14 months. But, I just hammered that 2 months straight. I walked in, and I nailed it 100%. So it's different for everybody, but I would agree with John saying, the other operator, I can't think of his call sign off the top of my head, and I apologize. Learn the answers to go with the question, almost like study backwards. Learn the answers to fit the question, and you won't get any wrong answers in your head. This is WRCY 565. I am now clearing out for the evening. Gentlemen, everybody, Mike, John, and this new person, everybody have a great evening. We're clear for now.
Well, like I'm saying, you know, just go through and highlight the correct answer. Don't read them. Just highlight them at first, and then go back and read the question and only the correct answer. Never read a wrong answer, because you'll remember things about the wrong answers. Like, oh, I remember that. That sounds pretty stupid. It doesn't seem very likely, but you remember that it was stupid, but you're remembering the answer, and it's a wrong one. Don't familiarize yourself with the wrong ones, only the correct ones. And when you go to take that test, you're going to read the question, and the correct answer is going to be the only one that you recognize, because you never read a wrong answer.
I think that's a really good strategy, and I will probably apply that to my next IT certification test as well. That's just kind of cutting a lot of fat out and just kind of straight to the point. I've never really been a good test taker at all, so I think that strategy will probably work pretty well.